Hi, it's Terry Telford from thebusinessprofessional.com, and we're here with Jay Ireland from siteshack.net. How are you doing, Jay?
I'm doing pretty good.
Oh, that's
you, Terry.
Good stuff. I really appreciate your time, Jay. I know that you're a really busy guy, and even taking 5 or 10 minutes away from your busy schedule makes it hectic for you. But let's get right down to business. Where are you located on the globe?
We are located in Rockford, Illinois.
Excellent. Are you born and raised there?
No, although I did live a majority of my life here since 1980.
Uh-huh.
Originally, we came from Connecticut.
This is your family, or?
Correct.
I guess that's probably back when you were a teenager.
Yep. Yeah. Actually, I believe when we came down here, I was in second grade.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, this is really funny, because that kind of makes us as neighbors. I used to live in St. Louis, Missouri, from 1980 till 1984.
Yep.
So I was, kind of second grade. about the same, actually. Kind of, it's a small world, especially on the Internet. Especially on the Internet. Now, speaking of the Internet, let's talk about your business, Jay. Tell me about siteshack.net. How did it begin, and how did everything get started there?
Well, SiteShack began back in 1996. We used to take and do dial-up service, and we were doing the web hosting. After about 2 years in 1998, we decided to cut ties doing the dial-up service. It really wasn't much of a moneymaker. It was just something that I kind of liked doing, and we got rid of that because of the broadband connections coming out, and I didn't foresee making a huge market kill with that type of bandwidth available for users at home. And
so basically a natural progression then. Your business has kind of progressed as the Internet has offered new opportunities with like you said, with bandwidth and such.
Yep, that we have. And, you know, our concentration is on managed dedicated servers, where we manage the server by keeping it all up to date and secure for you, where you, the customer, doesn't have to be a Linux geek in order to keep your server up and secure.
Right. So are you saying you're a Linux geek?
Yeah, I would definitely say I would be a Linux geek. There's nothing wrong with a geek. A geek is somebody who enjoys what they're doing, and that's one thing that I definitely love to do.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad you clarified what a geek is. It's not somebody that walks around with a pocket protector.
No, that's actually a nerd. A nerd and a geek are two different categories.
Two different categories. Oh, that's good. So how did it end up being hosting? How did you decide to get into hosting? Is it kind of a natural progression, or how did it end up going for you that you came online and suddenly hosting became attractive, or how did that happen?
Well, hosting kind of became attractive. A majority of my friends own their own businesses, and a few of them are photography, videography, and also web design. And so kind of sticking with that direction, and all the questions I used to always get, you know, how do I do this, how do I do that, and all, we just seemed to focus on the hosting.
And, so it was really answering a market demand.
Yeah, basically. I guess it was just our friends that was kind of helped lead me in a little bit of a direction there, and we've kind of went with the flow of it, and it's worked out really well for us.
Excellent. So what size of a business then is SiteShack.net today?
SiteShack.net, we have a little over 7,000 servers. All of them are all Linux-based.
Right. Now give us an idea. 7,000 servers. That sounds absolutely huge. How does that compare with? I don't even know what to ask. other hosting companies. How?
I would say that's fairly average for a majority of the top web hosts.
So we're talking about 7,000 individual servers.
Yes.
Where do they sit? Is it in a giant warehouse or?
Actually, no. It's in a couple data centers that we have. We have a data center out in Texas. We have, of course, a data center here where I'm at in Illinois, and we have another data center that's actually just completed that is in Chicago downtown.
Wow.
And we're looking to eventually move everything to the one location. We're having issues with, because we have so much growth and because like right now we pull out a little over 9 gigabytes of consistent traffic on the internet. The new data center will help us cure that problem where we can get OC192s right off the internet backbone.
And what does that mean for someone like me who doesn't know what an OC92 is?
An OC192 is a 9.4 gigabyte internet connection.
A 9.4? So what does that... Does that mean you can get a whole lot of traffic coming in?
Oh, for sure. Definitely. You know, like what? Right now, we're just about tapped if you kind of totaled everything to what an OC192 is. We're pretty much tapped right there. And with the additional OC192s that we'll be writing on here very shortly, it will give us a lot more bandwidth and growth so we can double or even triple our server count.
So... Is that kind of an industry standard? Everybody's kind of doing the same type of thing, or is that
much.
Something? Okay. So what makes SiteShack.net different from another web host? If I go out, I just come online. I go out and say, okay, I need to find a host. I'm going to start myself an online business. Why do I go to SiteShack.net?
Well, if you're not very, you want a web presence. You know, you needed a dedicated server. But you have no clue on how to keep it secure because you're all worried about hackers, things breaking, and you haven't, you know, lost a business. Going with SiteShack, you're able to alleviate some of that worry by just concentrating more on your website than your actual web server.
So going
with us, I think a majority of my conception is to provide the best customer support to our clients, and I know that has pretty much got us to where we are today is from word of mouth. We have a ton of lick of advertising.
All right. Well, I can actually testify to your customer service because I don't know if you remember it or not. You may remember this. I got in contact with you about 5 or 6 months ago, I believe, when I needed to get an autoresponder put on a website. And I gave you a call. I'm here in Norway. And so there's obviously a time difference between here and Illinois, but I wasn't sure how much of a time difference it is. And I got you up, I think, about 6 o'clock in the morning your time, and you sounded as awake and happy to deal with a customer as if it was, you know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yep, definitely. No, that's all part of, you know, my vision is to provide that support.
Oh, definitely. I have to say your customer support is not lacking. That's definitely for sure. As far as somebody coming online and looking for a good web host, they come online, go to their favorite search engine, whatever, Google, Yahoo, whatever, type in hosting, and a billion and one web hosts come up. You can kind of, you know, click on the first 5 or 6 or whatever, but what should we be really looking for when we decide we want to look for a web host? What kind of things do we need to look for?
Well, I know price is always a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
To a lot of clients, you know, we try to keep our prices competitive to other web hosts. Another thing you want to look for, too, which is really hard to tell, is, you know, is this a real hosting company or is this a hosting company running off another hosting company?
How do you mean a hosting company running off another hosting company?
Well, to give an example, I can't actually name specific companies.
Sure, but we'll call them Company A.
But I would say definitely companies that just basically specialize in shared hosting accounts or reseller accounts might more than likely be running off another hosting company like SiteShack.
Okay,
that
so
provides dedicated servers. So in essence, those type of companies would usually sell shared hosting accounts.
Okay. So for an example, then if I wanted to start up Terry's Hosting, I could have Terry's Hosting hosted on SiteShack.net.
Correct.
And then I would just sell accounts. Okay, so what I want to look for is I want to find the, what can we say, kind of the root host.
Yep.
And find somebody who actually, like yourself, you have 7,000 servers that you're actually doing the hosting yourself.
Correct.
Why is that? What's the benefit of that type of thing?
Big benefit.
Is it more the type... You know, if I'm a kind of maybe I'm a shady fly-by-night company and I decide to pack it up and I'm gone, if I had lots of people that have been using my hosting service but I'm hosted on SiteShack.net, do all those people lose their service then?
No.
There's
no.
So, but how would they know that they were on sitecheck.net?
It all depends on the client. We allow clients to use their own reverse DNS record for their servers to help make it seem like they're not being hosted with somebody else.
Okay. So it's really hard for somebody then, if I just came online and I wanted to look for a hosting company, I guess it would kind of be almost impossible for me to tell whether the hosting company is actually a hosting company being hosted by somebody else, or is it's actually the root hosting company.
Yeah, one who owns their own circuits and equipment.
So if I want to find, if that's a, you know, if I want to find out then, if I send an email, say, to customer support or whatever of that company, what do I ask them to get an honest answer? Do I say, you know, do you own your servers, or how do I kind of approach them about that?
Yeah, well, we've actually had some questions on that, that people actually asked if we owned our own servers. Another thing is, what type of bandwidth do you have? Where's your growth? You know, do you plan on being here, you know, next month, 6 months from now?
Yeah.
I know we're changing a little bit of focus with our direction as far as the hosting, where we used to do the shared hosting and the reseller accounts in addition to our managed dedicated servers. But because our managed dedicated servers have been selling so well for us, that we're kind of focusing more on that and the overall bigger picture by offering faster internet services for local businesses.
Right.
We're looking to start competing with the telecom market on that side.
Oh.
Another area that we're looking to do is more of the unmetered 10 megabyte and 100 megabyte rack space. So for companies who would like to have their servers, if they have their own servers, be hosted on somebody who provides this type of service, then our unmetered racks would be a very good,
okay,
very good option for them. It's definitely more cost-effective to do that than, let's say, going out and getting a 10-megabyte internet connection, or, let's say, a 100-megabyte internet connection. Just having the dedicated circuits alone, your cost would be enormous, where for $1,500 a month, you can go with a 10-megabyte unmetered rack space over with us.
All right. So what are we looking at then as far as, you know, if I guess before we get into kind of a normal cost side of things, what other questions or what other things should we be looking for? We want to make sure that our web host is going to be there, you know, 6 months from now. We want to try and get to somebody like yourself who's the root web host. Of course, pricing is an issue. We want to have something that's competitive. Is there any other kind of important things that you can think of?
I would definitely, how knowledgeable are their staff?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are they able to answer questions? If you had a problem, are they willing to work with you to resolve it, or are they just wanting to brush you off and, you know,
make a sale?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, and you know, we find a lot of clients because we like to go out of our way to make sure that we get everybody all satisfied. Because if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be here. So,
right.
If we started treating our customers like numbers instead of like customers, then I think our business would be hurting.
Then you would lose your numbers.
Correct.
So what kind of, let's get to the cost then. What kind of costs are we looking at as far as setting up, you know, just setting up kind of the basic website right up to something that would be more complex, like you were saying, a managed dedicated server. What kind of a cost, right at the low end, what would you expect, or what would be kind of a normal market value for someone who just comes online, they want to set up their very first website? What would you suggest for that?
I would definitely say always go with a shared hosting or a reseller account for getting into the web.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I would love to have a dedicated server sale, that wouldn't actually meet what, you know, your needs are for starting out.
Right.
With our accounts, you can upgrade at any time if your business grows, or you just need that dedicated server. You can always upgrade at any time flawlessly, and we can help initiate the move over to the dedicated server to help minimize any downtime that one might have.
All right. So just starting out then, a shared serving account, what are we looking at, about $20, $30 a month?
We have our shared hosting accounts that start at $9.95 a month.
Okay. So it's very reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we get up to, you know, business is going well in a year or 2 years, whatever, then we decide, okay, now I need a managed, maybe first before we even get to the price, what is a managed dedicated server? Is it, do I have to go out and buy a server and send it to you, or how does that work?
No, we provide the server. Mm-hmm. We provide the control panel system, which we use cPanel. It's a very popular control panel that is very easy for users.
So the control panel is something that I see on my web browser?
Yes.
Okay.
The control panel allows you to access all the functions, menus of that server right from any web browser anywhere on the Internet.
Okay, so I'm actually in control of my server. That's sitting on one of your racks in one of your buildings. You're managing the server. You're taking care of all the problems that I don't get hacked and all the security issues are taken care of. And so I just basically focus on building my website and running my business, and you take care of my server.
Yep. Yeah, we help take care of that back end there so you can get your front end going.
Sounds like a commercial.
Yeah.
We take care of your back end. So what then? What kind of a price would I be looking at for that? You know, I'm ready to make the move. I'm going to make. I want a managed dedicated server. What should I expect to pay for something like that?
Our managed dedicated servers start out at $164.95 a month, and that would be for one of our AMD Athlon servers.
Mm-hmm.
It comes standard with 512 megs of RAM, an 80 gigabyte hard drive,
right,
and 750 gigabytes of monthly transfer.
All right, that sounds pretty large. So I could run a fairly decent sized business with something like that.
Correct. You can run a very large business. A good fraction of our customers do run more than 200 websites on one of their...
On one server?
On one server.
Wow.
Yep.
That's some pretty serious power.
To give you an example, we have a little over 800 clients on one of our servers, which is we use dual Xeon and quad Xeon servers for all our shared hosting and reseller accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely to give you the maximum potential of what a server can do.
All right. So this is where you are today. I mean, I would say it's a fairly substantial size company as far as kind of the average online company would go. If you had to start it all over again right today, you didn't have your software and your hardware and all the tricks and techniques, but you had your knowledge, would you go back and start another hosting company today?
Yes, definitely.
Why hosting?
Just hard to say. It's just the direction that I've been in all these years, that something I enjoy doing.
Well, that's a good enough reason for me. Do what you know. It's the best advice for getting a business started.
Yeah, no, you know, some people may not like coming into work and doing the work, but, you know, owning your own company, coming in and doing the work, it's just really satisfying to know that I'm doing well, my company's doing well, and my clients are doing well.
Oh, that's good. I think that's probably one of the best feelings you can have whenever you have your own businesses. Everything is running smoothly for now.
Now.
And then suddenly something comes up. Well, let's take me on a trip here, Jay. I'd like to take a bit of a tour. What's a typical day in the life of Jay Ireland? What happens? You wake up in the morning and then what? What time does the alarm go off?
Alarm usually goes off at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
Take and get ready, and usually step over at the restaurant here called Pat's Cafe. Have my my morning number one.
That would be coffee then, or
coffee, two eggs, over easy, hash browns, bacon, and white toast.
Oh wow! Being in Norway, you miss that kind of thing. Okay, so now we've had breakfast. You're all topped up. What is it, about 6:30 in the morning?
Yep. That it is. I come in, and usually the first thing I do is always check all the email and start going through and seeing if there's anything out of the ordinary or people who have questions that usually contact myself directly. Start answering phone calls and then usually check in the voicemail and start. I've been doing a lot of programming lately, so a majority of my time has usually been programming.
All right, so you're...
Development.
So you're out developing websites, taking care of servers, and doing a whole lot of programming type thing. So your work, basically, your day's work is doing a lot of programming type thing then?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Is that what, did you go through college or university or something to become a programmer?
No, I just learned. I'm a natural at learning stuff like that.
Wow.
All it takes, you know, you can give me a toy and without a manual, and I'll be able to figure out how it works very, very quickly.
Well, you'd be handy to have inside my computer. So what happens then now? You've got it. You're in the office, what, like 7 o'clock in the morning or something?
Correct.
You work till what? Four or five o'clock?
Actually, no. I usually work up until about 12 o'clock at night.
So you're in the office from 7 in the morning till 12 at night.
Correct.
Programming most of the time.
Yeah.
Wow. So for anybody who comes online and they just figure that, you know, all these online businesses are just making lots of money and people are just sitting on the beach like they see in all these ads and these fluffy sales flyers that you see all over the net and the websites. You just come in, you do nothing, and you just go to the beach and work for an hour a day. That's not how it works.
No, you'd really have to pinch me if I started thinking that.
I think you died and went to heaven.
Yes, there is no get-rich scheme.
No.
You know, it always requires a lot of hard work and time. You know, I've worked at it since 96, and, you know, I've put a lot more hours in than what I work now, but I'm at the point where now I feel very comfortable with how the business and the direction that we're going in has been doing for us, and, you know, I'm looking very forward to the new growth that we're looking to do, and eventually my time will start diminishing from my clients where I won't have to work as many hours as I do, come in, you know, work a few hours and, you know, go out and maybe you will see me on the beach.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things that by the time you've got a business developed to the point where it kind of runs more comfortably, then you can start to take some time off.
Yes.
I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, I could probably take it off. I mean, Nate and Chris and them, you know, they're all, you know, they help take care of the show when I'm gone. And, you know, it's just me letting go of the control.
Yeah.
That would be the big thing.
Yeah.
You know, I want to make sure everybody's happy because, you know, that's my life's work.
Yeah, exactly.
And, I don't want to see it get shattered away from having somebody mad or whatnot.
Right.
Or having not us resolve any problems that they might be having or questions.
So there is a future for you that's a little more relaxed than working from 7 a.m. till 12 a.m. again.
Correct.
Oh, that's good to see. Well, Jay, I appreciate everything that you've taken the time to talk with us today. How can people get in contact with you and get hosted with SiteShack.net?
Well, they can visit our website, SiteShack.net. Or they can give us a call at 815-636-1877, and they can speak to us by phone, or they can email support@sitecheck.net for issues.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for your time, Jay. We really appreciate it. I wish you the best of success. You've been listening to Jay Ireland from sitecheck.net and Terry Telford from thebusinessprofessional.com. Thanks very much for listening.